Mobile. Every little helps. End 13th July or 1750. Club card 24-month credit agreement and unlocked 4G phone required. Value issued as 2,000 club card points. See tescomobile.com/terms.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 12, Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer's announced a public inquiry into grooming gangs. He says it's after a so-called rapid audit of the issue found failures by authorities across the country. He'd previously said a series of local reviews were suitable. Well, the Tories say they've been calling for the investigation for months now. Radio X has heard from Shadow Chancellor Mel Stride.
What I think sticks in many people's throats is that the Prime Minister accused people like Kemi Badenoch of being jumping on some kind of far-right bandwagon.
Ministers say the UK is sending more fighter jets to the Middle East as a precaution. Iran has launched more missile strikes on Israel. Israel has accused Tehran of building an atomic weapon and has attacked its nuclear facilities. Hundreds of people carrying placards with words like justice on have walked silently through West London. They were marking 8 years since 72 people were killed in the Grenfell fire. It's likely to be the last anniversary with the tower still standing, with demolition work expected to start later this year. And Tottenham have signed Matthijs Tel from Bayern Munich, reportedly for £30 million. He's been on loan at Spurs since January and scored 3 goals in his 20 appearances.
Weather.
Some sun around for most of us, showers in the east with highs of 24. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Tom Crosdale.
This is Radio X.
From Global, Danny Wallace.
Radio X.
Well, hello, how are you? Just after midday on a Sunday, and you've chosen wisely. You've chosen the important broadcast with me, Danny Wallace, him, Joe Attiwell, and of course, Steve Ferdinand. What do we have for you in the next hour? We'll play Dinner Winner, plus music with the likes of Blink 182, Arctic Monkeys as well. Let's kick things off with Maximo Park. Apply some pressure.
Radio X.
The important broadcast.
All the small things here on Radio X. I was on a train and there was someone behind me who was delivering good news.
Oh.
And they were relishing it. It was nice. They'd phoned up a candidate who had got a job. And they were saying, just to let you know, it was great and you've got it. It was clearly you. Yeah. So you can, go out, have dinner and we'll see you, whenever it was. And it was a nice thing. And she could have left it at that, but then she wanted to give some feedback, some sort of negative feedback.
Oh, no. No, really? Why?
I don't know.
Let it just be a nice thing.
I think people feel that they're not doing their job unless they point something out or give you a note.
It can't just be perfect.
It can't be easy.
Like, look, you have part... It's like when you do a test or something. Like, when you remember when I did my driving test and he was like, yeah, you passed, but you're not a very good driver.
Yeah.
It's a bit like that, isn't it?
It's like
you can't just give the nice thing.
And that's so annoying because you should be celebrating passing your driving test, but you always got that knowledge that you're not a very good driver. Well, this lady was like, you did really well. Now, I think when Paul asked you who you are, what he was looking for was more vulnerability.
What? Useless feedback.
Yeah. That's when my interest was piqued. I'm like, how vulnerable are you supposed to be when answering that question? And she went, Paul wanted to know, when he asked you who you are, he wanted to know who you are, not just who you are.
That's because a dreadful interview question.
She said, does that make sense to you? Yeah, because you just said who you were. We knew that.
Oh, my God, that's so annoying.
And she said, so have a think about who you are.
What, so is this for a job?
Yeah. The person had got the job.
Got a job. Well done. You didn't let us... You weren't vulnerable enough.
You weren't vulnerable enough.
You're supposed to be like, oh, yeah, I get really bad eczema. Yeah. Like, I went through a divorce a few years ago. Had a bit of... Like, how is probably... Like, if she was too vulnerable, they would have been like...
This woman's emotionally unstable.
This person's like, no, I'm not very chill.
But it was more that kind of thing, like, have a think about who you are.
Have a think about who you are.
Because this is a job. You're going to meet these people, and what if they ask you again, who are you?
And we do encourage a culture of vulnerability at this firm.
We like our employees malleable and on the verge of tears. Which is, I share that in common.
Yeah.
But how would you answer that if you were in a job interview?
Who am I?
Who are you?
And I've picked up on the fact that you really are asking that question, not just what my name is.
Who you are. Who are you?
I think who I am is not who I was yesterday.
Ah.
And I hope what I am is, or who I am, is somebody who's on a journey
to who I
want to be tomorrow.
Yes, but who are you?
Who am I right now?
In this moment.
In this moment, I'm just a boy.
You're just
standing in front of an interview panel,
yes,
asking them to give me a job.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's so nice.
That's so vulnerable.
That's so vulnerable.
Steve, who are you?
I'm really on the edge, man.
Yeah.
I need this. I need this big time.
Okay, you're pretty vulnerable.
I'm drinking way too much at the moment, and I'm just, I need this, man.
Good Lord.
Who else? Who am I? God,
who else am I?
I am really full. I don't like to look in the mirror like this, man.
Yeah.
It's been a long couple of years, actually.
Can I stop you there? You've got the job.
Oh, I thought you might have done. I thought he did.
Very vulnerable. His Arctic Monkeys, When the Sun Goes Down.
So who's that girl there? I wonder what went wrong so that she had to roam the streets. She doesn't do major credit cards. I doubt she does receipts. It's all not quite legitimate. And what a scummy man. Just give him half a chance, I bet he'll rob you if he can. Can see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a driving ban amongst some other offences. And I've seen him with girls of the night, and he told Roxanne to put on her red light. They're all infected, but he'll be alright, cos he's a scumbag, don't you know. Said he's a scumbag, don't you? Position. I'm sorry, love, I'll have to turn you down. Oh, we must be up to summer. What are the chances? Sure, it's more than likely. I've got a feeling in my stomach. I start to wonder what your story might be. What your story might be. Yeah, cause they said it changes when the sun goes down. Yeah, they said it changes when the sun goes down. And they said it changes when the sun goes down. Monteo, isn't he Mr. Inconspicuous? And he doesn't even have to say, oh, she's in the stands ready to get picked up. Bet she's delighted when she sees him pulling in and giving her the eye, because she must be freezing, scantily clad beneath the clear night sky. Just up in the winter now, and they said it changes when the sun goes down. Yeah, they said it changes when the sun goes down. And they said it changes when the sun goes down around here. They said it changes when the sun goes down. Over the river going out of town. And they said it changes when the sun goes down around here. Around here. Oh. And what a scummy man. Just give him half a chance, I bet he'll rob you if he can. And see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a nasty plan. I hope you're not involved at all.
Our Arctic Monkeys when the sun goes down here on Radio X. Where in just a few minutes' time, guess what we're going to be doing, Steve?
I've got no idea, man.
We're going to be comparing and contrasting our dinners.
What?
Yes.
Why on earth would we do that?
It's called Dinner Winner. It's one of our features that we do.
It's one of our features?
It's one of ours.
He's feigning ignorance, you know. He knows this.
I think he is, but it's in some way, it's helping to sell it because it explains the basics of the format.
Yeah. So how do we win?
Well, we play it Monday to Friday and we compare and contrast our dinners.
Okay.
I believe it's me and Joe this week.
It is, yeah.
So
yeah,
you'll be judging if that's all right.
Well, what am I judging on?
Well, all you have to do is listen to what we say and choose the dinner you'd prefer.
That sounds simple enough.
It's very simple, yet very effective.
Well, I can't wait to play.
Well, we'll do that next.
Radio X.
With B&Q. Everything for your new bathroom. Not just sinks and showers.
Radio X.
SBLVillas.com. For flight and villa packages to beautiful Mediterranean destinations. Perfect for modern families.
SBL Villas.
Really? Come on, let's go.
Hear that? That's the sound of my customers leaving.
When your broadband doesn't work, neither does your business.
Will Sky Business keep me up and running, no matter what?
With 4G backup and our Stay Connected guarantee, better believe it. Let our dedicated Sky Business team handle your switch today.
That's more like it.
Subject to availability. For T's and C's, visit skybusiness.com.
Your Starbucks is ready. Beans ground. Milk frothed. Shots pulled. Velvety milk poured into a double shot of dark perfection and... oof, that's the good stuff. The baristas are ready. The finest coffee beans are ready. The Starbucks you love is ready. Hello again from the Starbucks Coffee Company.
Do people love the Vauxhall Corsa as much as we do?
Yes, of course.
Don't just take our word for it. Here's what Paul had to say in his FIFO review.
I love everything about my Corsa. My car looks great, drives great, and every drive is a pleasure.
Join Paul and discover why the Vauxhall Corsa is the UK's best-selling small car today. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer to book your test drive or search Corsa now. For best-selling claim verification, visit vauxhall.co.uk.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less, do more.
With London North Western Railway.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Here they are, racing lovers of the UK, phones in hand, ready to play Coral's Reward Shaker. And what's this? It's turned gold! That means even bigger rewards! We've got the tweeters shaking their phones. They've won a free bet! The ladies in the big hat. Oh, that's a big cash prize! Everyone's a guaranteed winner, this Royal Ascot, with Coral's Golden Reward Shaker. Play for free today. Coral, we're here for it!
18 plus UK, Golden Shaker on selected days. Max one reward or offer per player per day. Reward restrictions, requirements and T's and C's apply. Gambleaware.org.
Danny Wallace.
Radio X.
Don't wanna be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media. And can you hear the sound of hysteria? Subliminal, my f**k America. Agenda. Now everybody to the propaganda.
Just heard the door slam as you ran back, as we frantically waved at you.
I really mistimed that one. I thought I had time to get Steve some paper.
Very much running out of music, Joe.
Yeah, the light wasn't flashing. The light that says, don't leave the studio, you mustn't leave the studio, wasn't flashing.
But every good link begins with the slam of a door.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Let's play Dinner Winner.
Did Danny have steak or fish and chips?
It's even have chicken and rice with peas.
Friday night curry, bad glass of wine.
We'll have to wait and see. So it is the epic culinary battle waged across the week, Monday to Friday. Who had the dinners that Steve would choose? Will it be me or will it be Joe? Steve, what are you looking out for in our dinners?
I'm looking out for nice hot food.
Nice hot food.
Okay, I don't want any of this cold food.
You don't want cold food?
I want nice hot food. I want to imagine the steam coming off.
Ooh.
I want to have to blow on it before I put it in my mouth.
Goodness me.
But if it is cold, I want it properly cold. I don't want something that you've left out. And then
this is quite misleading now.
It's very misleading. So
I want it
frozen.
I want it iced. I want it like a nice cold, ice cold glass of white wine, like or a steaming hot jacket potato. None of this stuff in the middle, okay?
Okay, fine.
I can't be any clearer.
No, you've been very clear. So gazpacho is fine, that kind of iced soup.
Exactly.
But a salad is not acceptable.
It's an ick to me.
Right, okay. Well, let's begin with Monday.
Monday.
And I decide to make it a meat-free Monday, which is something we occasionally do for no reason other than its alliterative effect,
yeah,
and therefore makes me unbearable. Next thing you know, I'll be having Tuesday, where every meal must be chewed, so no liquid foods like soup, or Wednesday Wesley's, where every dish must be topped with Wensleydale cheese.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So I must stop at meat-free Mondays. This will be a salad in nature.
Uh-oh.
But with a difference, for it is a warmed Mexican salad on a bed of giant couscous and made up of chopped and roasted sweet potatoes, sweet corn, denuded from their husks and charred lightly, sharp sliced radish, big thick hunks of avocado, quartered tomatoes and diced chilies with crushed tortilla chips on top.
I like the idea of that.
It may be cold, but it was hot.
Mm. And Joe, I'd like to hear from you now.
Yes, Joe.
Jersey, where I was, is, as you know, a bailiwick in the English Channel.
It is a bailiwick.
14 miles from the coast of France. Its geography means that it's very exposed to the weather, being frisbeed across the Atlantic. The weather can turn on a sixpence, and on Monday evening, thank goodness it did, the sun came out at last. We took an outside table at a beachside restaurant. Wasting no time, I ordered a bottle of cold lager and a burger, hoping to enjoy them in the sunshine, lest it went away again. The burger was juicy and generous, with gooey cheese, a pickle and tomato. I had a second bottle of cold lager, and then the sun went in.
So it didn't rain or anything, though?
No, it didn't rain.
No.
So do I want the Mexican salad bowl?
No.
Or the burger and two bottles of beer? I'm going burger and beer.
Of course you are.
Tuesday.
Well, it's Tuesday, meaning, of course, no soup. Hot and almost Mediterranean day, and I'm inspired. I shall make a dish today while my wife is out in London. She will return to something I have never made before, and saw in this book by Gennaro Contaldo, Patata alla Birra. Potato baked with beer.
Oh.
Thinly sliced potatoes are layered one after the other between other layers of onion slices and bacon lardons and other layers of pecorino cheese.
Wow.
And it's all baked in the oven at 200 degrees for 90 minutes in a virgin olive oil and beer mix. The lager adds a malty taste to the potatoes. I pair this dish with roasted Tuscan sausages. When it comes out, it looks amazing. The cheese and thin slices of potatoes crisp and brown and beautiful. However, it tastes awful and was a huge waste of time.
What? No! I thought I was going to be absolutely delish.
No.
What lager did you use?
It was called, is it called Good Lager? Or is it called Cool Lager or something like that? It's got that weird sort of 70s design.
Okay. Citation needed. Mm-hmm. Joe?
Pubs with soft play areas attached.
Beer. It's called good beer.
It's called good beer, isn't it?
Yeah. Pubs with soft play areas attached used to be quite popular in this country. I feel they're less common nowadays, perhaps as the attitudes towards drinking at the bar whilst your children throw themselves down slides into ball pits have changed. Yeah. It seems a shame.
It's a shame.
Luckily, the bailiwick of Jersey has a good array of these establishments. We'd eat our dinner and drink our drinks whilst our daughter made holiday friends and caught a cold off the wiped clean surfaces that haven't been wiped clean since the early 2000s. I had a chicken espetada, which I ordered off the menu not knowing what it was. It was some big chunks of chicken served on a skewer and a big hook, and it was sort of flying above the plate.
Oh my god, yes. That reminds me of being a kid. Yeah. It comes like hanging.
Yeah. It was a flying dinner.
And anything else with it?
Well, the chicken, whilst visually impressive, was a bit pink in the middle.
Oh.
So I just didn't eat the middles.
Oh.
I think that's how food poisoning works or doesn't.
Yeah, definitely.
The chips were salty.
Mmm. I do like salty chips.
Pint of Guinness. Like I should have said pint of Guinness.
I do like salty chips.
You do?
Yours, how bad was yours, Dan? Did you eat it?
Yeah, I ate it.
But how
I know it wasn't very good.
The chicken that wasn't undercooked was nice. Very garlicky.
He's dicing with danger.
He's dicing with danger.
Don't eat pink
chicken. But hey, what's danger if not you know, a little bit fun.
I don't think we should be encouraging people to get.
No, I'm not doing that at all. I mean, other sorts of danger, you know, like riding a motorbike and doing a wheelie. Exactly.
You get the point. I'm sure those bits of chicken were better than his whole meal.
Thank you.
Salty chip.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wednesday.
You know those families you get in adverts?
Yeah.
That seems like a good thing to aim for, doesn't it? The way they sit at the sofa in their nice clothes, eating meals and watching films. I decide that's what we're going to do today. So I jump in the car and return with fast food for everyone. Oh. A giant bucket meal of KFC and a Mission Impossible.
Whoa.
I truly am a wonderful father.
It has been said.
Mm.
Wednesday, my 34th birthday. The only sunny day.
Happy birthday.
They just looked at themselves because they didn't text me. It's fine. The only sunny day the whole time we were in Jersey for our summer holiday. I ordered a pizza from Pizza Express for takeaway to be enjoyed on the sands of St. Brillard's Beach.
Oh, that's a nice beach. You got married there, didn't you?
Did.
Mm-hmm.
The cold box used to transport bottles of Express breast milk, repurposed by a genius, brackets me, to fit cans of lager in around the frozen ice block core. Pizza and beers, only occasionally interrupted by having to run towards the sea to prevent my 2-year-old's attempt to swim to France.
It's been a long time since I had a bucket of KFC.
Mm.
Would I enjoy it?
Careful, because we don't know who sponsors what. So, you know, probably you would, I imagine, or not.
It was delicious.
It was delicious. I'm sure it was very finger-licking.
Mm.
But I love the idea of the breast pump chilled beers.
Yes.
To be clear, the beer was not passed through a breast pump. Not that that would be a problem if it was. It was literally just in a cold box that's actually designed for the bottles used to hold
repurposed.
The Express breast pump.
But I love the sound of that and the sound of the beer and the beach. So, Joe, you are getting Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, am I romping?
Yeah, you're romping.
Thursday.
Fresh spaghetti. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? How do you get fresh spaghetti when everyone knows spaghetti trees only grow in Italy?
Yeah.
Right. Well, you can get it in Tesco. So I buy 2 packs of fresh spaghetti, 4 packs of basil leaves, 2 lemons and some pine nuts, and we make freshly picked spaghetti with our own fresh green basil pesto. Mm. It is delicious. But I'm unused to the way fresh spaghetti is packaged in Tesco, and I vastly overestimate how much we'll need.
Yeah.
I make enough spaghetti to feed the 5,000, which is crazy because that's far too many people.
Yeah.
1 garlic bread in the oven, and the rest of the job is a good one.
I'm just worrying a bit that when I encourage people not to eat raw chicken and encourage them to do wheelies on motorbikes, that someone might hurt themselves. Don't do that
don't
either.
Do
just
that
don't
either.
Do anything, just actually.
Sit down and shut up.
Just stay at home.
God.
Thursday! Time to fly home.
Mm.
People don't talk enough about the stress-free nature of travelling with 2 children under 3 years old. It's so chill.
It's fun.
We got home late and had to get the house up and running before bunging the kids into bed and eating the prep panini that we'd bought at the airport for dinner. It was the meatball one. Nice, but not sufficient dinner material.
Well, I would never go for the prep meatball one.
Oh, really? Well, remember, we don't know
who's listening,
the show.
I'm sure it's finger-licking good.
Oh, yeah.
The trouble was, everything in the Marks and Spencers at Gatwick North Terminal arrivals was a grand.
Well, just remember that we don't know who's sponsoring the show.
Yeah, no,
so
I'm
sure it's, reasonably priced for it.
Yeah, finger-licking good quality.
A grand to think of.
Yeah. All right, Dan, you get the point for Thursday. Which means it's Friday. Danny, you can pull this back for a draw with your double points.
Thank you.
Or, Joe, you can really knock it out of the park. No pressure for either of you.
Friday.
I am at a friend's 50th birthday party in the countryside, and the best part? I learn lots of fascinating gossip I can use to bring down my enemies. Plus, he's put on quite the spread. I opt for the barbecue tables with its flatbreads and pretzel buns and salads to one side. I feast on the work of the professional cooks, examining their boiled new potatoes and sausages with interest before settling on a plate of couscous salads, barbecued steaks and a 17-hour slow-cooked marinated lamb.
Oh, my word.
Most of the people around me were dressed like pirates, which, as I've pointed out, is always a problem for me because what if one of them was a ghost and now I'll never know?
You never know.
The lamb was delicious, and I had extra salad and new potatoes, all eaten at a picnic table in the exciting break between a hot day and a thunderstorm.
Yes.
Again, surrounded by pirates.
Mm. Joe, this is big.
Name a vegetable.
The parsnip.
Ooh.
Okay, no. Name a vegetable.
The humble carrot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Name a vegetable, Steve. Say baby corn.
The baby corn.
Yes. All the vegetables listed above were in the vegetable curry made by my father, which we enjoyed on Friday night.
Nice.
It was veg heavy. Veggie crazy it was. Rice. Yes. Naan. Yes. Friday night curry.
But it was, just to be clear, a carrot and baby corn curry.
No, loads of other vegetables. Yeah. If the list had gone better,
I'd love to,
and he hadn't have said parsnip, I'd have gone, yes.
You're always saying off air how much you hate your dad's curry.
No.
He can't stop.
Not on Father's Day, Steve.
Oh, Stephen.
We know Danny's going to win that Friday. Yeah. That means it's a draw, guys.
It's a draw. Well.
Well done to both of you.
In other words, absolutely pointless doing in the first place. Here's Mumford & Sons, Rushmere.
Don't you miss the breathlessness, the wildness in the eye. Come home late in the morning light. Bloodshot dreams under streetlight spells. The truth no one can tell. And I was still a secret to myself. Light me up, I'm wasted in the dark. Rush me a restless heart to the end. Get my head out of the ground. Time don't let us down again. Take me back to empty lawns and nowhere else to go. You say come get lost in a fairground crowd when no one knows your name. There's only honest mistakes. There's no price to waste it out. There's madness and magic in the rain. There's beauty in the pain. Don't lie to yourself.
Mumford & Sons, Rushmere, here on Radio X. It is your important broadcast, and our podcast is coming out in just a couple of hours' time. What can I tell you about that? We always put lots of extra stuff on there. For example, would you like to know about Steve's polyester teepee?
Oh, if only it was polyester. It would save me a lot of time.
It
saved me a lot of bother.
A lot of bother. If you want a tale of bother to do with a polyester teepee, and
not polyester,
frankly, who wouldn't, then get to our podcast. What else is on there?
Oh, if you get the podcast, you're going to hear Danny Wallace trying out some material for a train-specific comedy night.
That's right.
Yeah.
So all aboard, say I. That's the sort of level of quality we're talking about. But that podcast will be up very shortly.
Oh, just as soon as I can manage.
You're going to have such fun doing that.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Good. Back after this. Quick!
Oh, hang on, I pressed the wrong button.
Oh, it's all...
What happens now? Oh, do it again.
What, say...
Just say a thing that makes it sound like it's finished and it's the time for a break.
The problem is, I've already said back after this, and yeah. I don't like repeating myself.
Yeah, no, I know, but I sort of need that cue.
Yeah.
To sort of like, make it sound normal that I'm hitting the button.
Go on, Steve. What's your idea?
You could try like more after this.
Oh yeah, that would work. That'd work
more, right. But then it's sort of selling a tease, isn't it?
Yeah. But there is going to be more after this.
Or you could say, music, don't go anywhere.
Music from Oasis, Sum 41 coming up. So then it's like you're teasing a product.
Yeah, literally tease the music.
Tease the music, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're actually running over time now, which I'm not saying is not my fault, because it is.
Oh, it's definitely your fault.
Yeah. I missed the button, didn't I?
Back after this.
Radio X.
With B&Q. Getting a new bathroom has never been easier.
Radio X.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, Squeaky.
Poor Squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Club card accepted.
Feel the power to lower prices with Tesco Club Card. Get 1 litre of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey for £23, down from £36. Celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Tesco, every little helps. Drink aware 18 plus, majority of larger stores exclude Scotland, then 17th of June, Club Card or app required.
Do people love the Vauxhall Corsa as much as we do?
Yes, of course.
Don't just take our word for it. Here's what Julie had to say in her FIFO review.
I love the style and colour too. Very pleased and telling everybody about it.
Join Julie and discover why the Vauxhall Corsa is the UK's best-selling small car today. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer to book your test drive or search Corsa now. For best-selling claim verification, visit vauxhall.co.uk.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats, let dogs share our beds, and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Johnny Vaughan.
Had to take the boy off to a soft play. He went with a mate. Needless to say, all ended in tears.
Of course. Classic.
Then yeah. Suddenly they just came out. They just emerged from one of the soft play areas, just looking like...
It's gone wrong.
Oh, it's fantastic. So in the end, to distract them, it was chase me.
Okay.
But then they wouldn't stop. I found myself, it was really hot in there, like wedged in a sort of net pipe, thinking I'm just... You know, I was thinking... I'm getting too old for this.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan.
Tomorrow afternoon from 4.
Radio X.
The faster we're falling, we're stopping and stalling. We're running in circles again. Just as things were looking up, you said it wasn't good. Still, we're trying one more time. Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is too far. 'Cause I'm in it too deep, and I'm trying to keep up above in my head. It's not
complain, but when you're driving me insane, well then I think it's time that we took a break. Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is too far.
Be mine. Feel all the hell and I feel fine. Don't look back, cause you know what.
Oasis, Do You Know What I Mean? Here on Radio X, where another important broadcast podcast comes to an end. And Steve, I don't often give you the chance, because I don't trust you.
Yeah.
But why don't you take the show now and just wind it down for us?
Wind it down, okay. Well, look.
Things to mention.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week.
Okay.
Podcast coming up.
Hold on. I'm so fit. We'll be back next week.
Back next week.
Okay.
Podcast coming up. And Polly James is up
Polly
next.
Polly James is up next. Okay, so.
Got 30 seconds.
We, 30 seconds okay, now. So yeah, just take your time.
Just take your time.
Big deep breath, first of all.
So, podcast is up next.
Hello.
We have.
Wind the show gently.
Yeah, it's not a list, Steve. Trying to make it less listy.
Okay. So, well, thank you very much for everything today.
Yeah.
Podcast is up vague. Next.
Huh? It's a bit vague. Thanks for everything. Yeah, means everything. What?
Polly. 5 seconds.
Polly James is up next. And podcast up next.
Yeah.
And
no, the podcast back. Not up next. No, Polly James
is up next.
The podcast is coming out later on.
Polly James is coming out later on.
Podcast into Chili Peppers.
Into the Chili Peppers now.
Universally speaking.
And university speaking.
Almost. Back next week. Bye-bye.
Still I so am I.
B&Q. Incredible bathrooms designed, financed and fitted.
Radio X.
At William Hill Vegas, Bonus Drop Boost gives you a daily chance to win. Drop your disc today for a chance to win and build your Friday multiplier. 3 days played doubles it, 6 days triples it. Are you ready for your free daily drop? William Hill, Vegas, as it should be. Please play responsibly. One a day, random prize, claimed by 2359 Winday. Valid 24 hours on selected games. T's and C's apply.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
From the director of Top Gun Maverick.
Formula One is a team sport. We all lose our jobs if you can't pull off a miracle.
No pressure. Starring Brad Pitt, Damson Idris, Kerry Condon, and Javier Bardem.
I'm offering you a seat in Formula One. If you win, you are the absolute best.
F1 the movie, in cinemas June 25, filmed for IMAX. Book tickets now.
Frozen berry blast, please. All right, love.
Do you know what I've done?
No, what have you done?
You see Pete sleeping over there? I got the sun cream and I've only gone and drawn it on his back.
Oh, but that's not Pete,
isn't it?
Oh, very funny.
Avoid having the wrong kind of fun in the sun. At Specsavers, get 2-for-1, including sunglasses, from £70 with single vision lenses to the same prescription. Terms and conditions apply. See in store for details.
Save up to 50% in the Dunelm sale!
With new lines added and further reductions, there are huge savings on thousands of products, like bedding, rugs, curtains, home accessories, furniture, and lots more. Save up to 50% in store and online now at Dunelm.
The home of homes.
T's and C's apply.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Get into the music.
Radio X.
Thank you very much, Danny Wallace and the Important Broadcast Squad. Another banging week with some sage sound advice from your great leader. You can get more on Global Player. Polly James here. Happy Sunday to you. Busy weekend, right? Firstly, happy Father's Day for all who celebrate. Absolutely yes. Shout outs are coming up. But first, kicking off with a slice of action from Download Festival this weekend. The original Pop Punkers were playing on Friday night and they smashed it. Jimmy Eat World with The Middle right here on Radio X.
Hey, don't write yourself off.